A proposed sales tax hike of about 0.5% is on the November ballot to generate funds that would alleviate school overcrowding. The Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada, or EDON, hosted the event. Mike Kazmierski, the head of the organization, says the district is on the brink of adding 600 more trailers. That's on top of the more than 200 already being used as classrooms.
Of course, it's important to EDON and it's important to our economy. If we don't do something about our schools, we drive a prospect in here and show them trailer parks for education, what are they going to think of us? It can be pretty hard to sell that to a tech company that's looking at our community.
Longtime Reno resident Luke Herman works for a construction company, and Gretchen Beetz is a fundraising consultant and mom. They both attended the event and agreed this is an urgent problem.
The folks that we employ look at the quality of education, and it's a concern when you see overcrowding and double sessions or extended sessions, because that doesn't usually work very well with family plans and with the constraints that put on the kids.
I think it's going to be very hard to recruit talent to these jobs that are coming to our community if we don't address the capital needs of our school district.
The proposed tax hike would bump the rate to a little over 8% in Washoe County, making it the highest in Nevada. Brian Bonifant is with the Center for Regional Studies. He crunched some numbers to analyze the impact of the increase. For a median income family of four, the cost would be about $7 a month. As for businesses, the ones hawking big-ticket items, like furniture and cars, will be most likely affected by the increase.
So people will, for big-ticket items, go to other counties and buy items just to save. You're talking tens of thousands of dollars, you'd save, you know, a couple hundred dollars. For our area, you know, you're looking at people traveling to Carson City for vehicle purchases. So that is what we see as the industry that's probably going to take the biggest hit.
Ryan Dolan is CEO of the Dolan Auto Group. He says his industry could lose sales to car dealers in places like Carson City and Douglas County.
They would have a competitive advantage against us due to having a lower sales tax, obviously, on a pretty pricey commodity such as a car. That's where the competitive disadvantage comes into play for Washoe County car dealers.
But Mike Kazmierski says the potential impact to car sellers could be mitigated by a strong economy.
Yes, some of the revenue will be lost. The few people that drive out of the region, but then because we're growing, they're going to sell more cars anyhow.
Ryan Dolan says his company hasn't taken a position to either support or oppose the ballot measure.
As a resident of Washoe County and growing up here and actually going through the public school system here as well, I obviously see the need for our school system and some of the stuff that this proposed tax would hopefully go to benefit.
Right now, because of overcrowding, 8 schools in the district are on the cusp of double sessions. That means the student body would be divided into 2 groups, with one starting at 6 in the morning and the second group midday. The proposed tax hike could potentially raise close to $800 million over 9 years. That would pay for 15 new schools and repairing dated facilities that includes asbestos abatement. I'm Ann Gray for Reno Public Radio News.